Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
We believe that there is comfort in numbers here on the Jeff and Jen Show, so we need you. Because there's a man so excited about the Georgia Bulldogs win that he wet his pants. So we're asking you to share with us, have you ever wet yourself as an adult? That's really what we're doing this morning.
All right, Jen, do you have your phone over there?
I do.
All right, pull up my Instagram account. I just posted it, so it'll be the top thing on my Instagram account. I'll tell you the story behind where this picture came from is I was watching CBS 46, and they were doing a post-Georgia Bulldogs win show, and they threw it down to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Ella Dorsey is the CBS 46 reporter who is talking to a whole crowd of people down there. And at one point, she referenced the bulldog that they had in the group of people. Very, you know, overjoyed at the win.
The bulldog fan that was standing with her?
No. The bulldog, a physical dog.
Oh.
So as the camera pans down to get the bulldog, it passes a gentleman who seemed to be so excited at the Georgia Bulldog win that he wet his pants. And
You're right. I think he could not get up and go to the restroom and wait in the long lines at the men's room. He needed to see the end of the game and just decided to take care of it right there.
404-263-0941 is our phone number, because I need to hear from you if, as an adult, this has happened to you. Because I got some text messages after I posted that.
From people who have done that?
Yep. Adults.
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 In traffic. I'm always afraid of that. I'm always afraid of being stuck in a traffic jam and not being able to go and having to, like, get out of the car and pop a squat on the side of the road.
And you know you made the decision before you got in your car. I can hold it.
Yes!
I can hold it.
I never make that decision because I'm always afraid of, you know. And then what happens to your seats in your car?
Yeah, if you're leather, you're probably good. If you're cloth.
Well, then you're just swimming in it, though.
Oh,
oh yeah, because it'll roll back, and then you're...
Oh, I feel weird.
404-263-0941. If you want to see the picture and determine for yourself, I just posted it, Jeff Dollar, on Instagram. But here's the thing. I got a comment when I talked about this on social media over the weekend. More than one comment on Facebook, for example. A woman who was so excited that Georgia scored the first touchdown, she screamed and jumped so much, I leaked a tad myself. In my defense, though, I have had four children.
Yes, that I was going to say. That's a mama.
And then I got a text message from a friend of mine who said that she had a little bit of a leakage problem when she was celebrating the win.
Uh-oh.
Just jumping up and down.
And a little like, whoops, got to go to the girls' room.
Yep.
Okay. The phones are ringing, Jeff. I think we'll be able to get this guy some comfort in numbers.
Waiting to pick up Emily and Jefferson. And welcome to the show, Emily.
Whenever I was pregnant with my firstborn, we had to take a emergency trip to Michigan. And it's a 12-hour drive. We got stuck in a fatal car accident. We were sitting there probably 6 hours. And being about 7 months pregnant, I had to go. And we had two or three other groups of people stood around me so I could use the bathroom in the ditch.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't wet your pants, though.
No, I didn't wet my pants, thank goodness. But I peed on the side of the road.
You got to do what you got to do.
From that. Exactly.
That'll happen. That's a good save. Let's see, Melissa in Dallas. Oh no, she actually peed herself. Okay. Melissa in Dallas, was this you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what happened?
So we had a contractor come out to our house to do some work, and as he was introducing himself, he peed in his pants.
Oh, no!
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
He peed in his pants?
He peed in his pants, and he acted like nothing had ever happened.
Oh,
he just kept going about his day. Yes, it was so awkward, and we didn't do business with him. Like, I just couldn't get over it.
Was he, like, sloshing through your kitchen or whatever? Is he was giving you an estimate?
It was pretty much like he went around like nothing had happened, and it was clearly he peed in his pants.
Did he notice that he had done it?
Well, he grabbed himself after he had done it.
Yeah, so he knew.
Yes.
He knew. Yes. He was like, just pretend it's never happened.
He was doing the toddler boy dance, you know, where you grab your junk down there, you dance around, like, you're like, do you have to go? Do you have to go, Eric? No, I'm good. Okay. All right, Courtney and Noonan.
Hi.
When did you pee your pants as an adult?
A couple years back, I was trick-or-treating with my two boys and my husband. And you know those big animatronic spiders that if you step on the pad, they'll jump out?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty new. I did not see the pad. We were walking up to a house. I stepped on it, it jumped out at me, and I peed myself in front of my kids and my husband. My husband actually had to give me his thermal to wrap around my waist so he could finish trick-or-treating.
Okay. So it's not an uncommon thing.
Literally scared the you-know-what out of
me. 404-263-0941 if you want to get in on this.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Getting some comfort in numbers for the UGA fan who was so excited to talk to CBS 46 about the big win, the SEC championship game, that he peed his pants. So Jeff spotted this picture and we're asking you, tell us or tell on somebody who peed themselves as an adult.
Tammy, comfort in numbers for adults who have wet their own pants.
Yeah, this is before I had kids. I don't have that excuse. I was working at a mall store selling guitars, and I had to go to the bathroom real bad. It started to get real bad. I called my manager, said, hey, what am I supposed to do? She said, oh, no worries, just lock up the store. I realized I didn't have my keys to lock it up, so I had to call an ex-boyfriend to go break into my house to get my keys, but he took forever.
Aww.
So by this time, I was like, okay, I'll just go for like a second, you know, and just like get the edge off. Well, I couldn't. The floodgates released. 20-second pee right there in the store, wearing khakis. Gigantic puddle underneath me. That later, I had to have someone go buy pants for me. Oh. I had to call my manager and tell her there was a gigantic pee puddle from me, her employee. Yeah, pretty much the most humiliating moment of my life.
And did you say,
so sorry.
Were there any customers in the store or no?
Oh, yes. Wow. Oh, yes. They asked me to get a guitar down, and I would just say, I'm sorry, it's going to take me a few minutes. And I would just stand behind the counter. They were probably wondering what on earth was, you know, I was just standing back there for. But there was glass. So if you walked by the store and stared at me, you could see that I had pee everywhere.
Oh,
Michelle in Marietta.
Hi. When I was about 17 or 18, I was on a long walk with a girlfriend, and we were still a good mile from home, and I just could not wait. And so there was this couple walking in front of us or behind us along the sidewalk, and I said, well, let them pass, and then there's this little bank of trees. I'll go in this bank of trees. So we kind of slowed down. We let this kind of yuppie 20-something cute couple go past us. And I went into the bank of trees, and I pulled down my pants, squatted, and I did not know it, but the path ended right up ahead. So they had turned around right as the stream is coming out. I freak out. I pull my pants up mid-pee, so I end up peeing all over my pants and then sitting in the puddle I had just peed in. And they walk by and look down at us and go, watering the plants, girls.
Oh.
and then I was so humiliating because, you know, until I became a mom, that was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I mean, not that being a mom was bad, but the most embarrassing things happen when you're a mom. So I had to walk home for at least another mile with soaking wet pants with this young couple asking me if I'd watered the flowers and sitting in my own pee.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Lauren in Woodstock. My favorite part about that last call is she, in midstream, she pulls her
pulls
pants.
Pulls them up.
All right, Lauren in Woodstock.
Yes.
Peed your pants as an adult.
Yes. My kids got a trampoline a couple years ago for Christmas.
Know where this is going.
We were just all so excited, and they begged me to get there and jump around with them. And I knew I had to pee, but I didn't go and totally got up there and had a pee accident. And to this day, they think it's the funniest thing ever. They tell their friends. They just think it's hilarious.
They're like, don't invite Mom. There's going to be a waterfall.
All right, Katie and Noonan.
So my mom and sister and I were visiting New York City, and it was pouring down rain. Well, we came to a huge puddle. My sister and I were able to jump across it, but my mom's too short, so she just walked right through it. Well, my sister and I thought it was so funny that we couldn't stop laughing, and we both ended up peeing our pants. So we couldn't make it back to the hotel, so we see a Victoria's Secret across the street. So we said, great, we'll just go get new underwear. It'll be fine. Well, we get there, and it's so crowded. When we figured out why everyone was there is because the models were there. So here we are with our, you know, peeing our pants, and there's the models. It was horrifying.
Victoria's Secret Angels. All right, Whitney in Atlanta, last call.
All right, so I went to Vegas for my 21st birthday with one of my really good friends. Before we went, we're at the airport. We're sitting at a bar. Everybody there has figured out it's my birthday, so everybody's buying me shots. By the time we get to the terminal, I'm just, like, totally blackout. So I don't even know why they let me on the plane. But I stumbled down through there, got on the plane. Right before it's about to take off, I'm like, I have got to pee. And my friend was like, you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait till they turn off the fasten seatbelt. You're going to have to wait. And she said, I was like, nope. And just literally just sat there and peed in the seat.
Do you even remember it?
No. I just remember getting off the plane in Vegas and just having, like, soaked shorts and being like, I need to go change. And she was like, no, you're wearing it.
I thought you said it was a good friend of yours. All right. Thanks, Whitney.
She's still my friend.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We'll continue this conversation on Facebook, and you can see the picture of the guy who may or may not have peed his pants. It's right now it's posted on my Instagram, Jeff Dollar on Instagram.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.